Helen.
Well, in order to design useful new compounds, we need to know exactly what structure and chemical structure they're going to have. Computer models, combined with more traditional approaches of crystallography, are leading the way in predicting how any given molecule will arrange itself. Well, we're joined now by Dr. Graham Day from the Department of Chemistry at Cambridge University. Thanks for joining us, Graham. We've just heard how the structure of proteins is vital for their function. But does the same thing apply to other types of molecules we might want to set out designing for ourselves?
Yes, well, I'm looking particularly at much smaller molecules than proteins. And we're not just interested in the molecular structure itself, but in the material structure that we get when we crystallise a molecule.
So that's when you put lots of molecules together to make a bigger chunk of that stuff, essentially.
To make a solid state structure, and the most stable solid form of molecules is a crystal structure, where the structure repeats periodically.
Yeah. So presumably the structure within the molecules will then tell you about how it's going to form a solid structure when you've put lots of molecules together?
Well, a lot of what we're trying to find out is how the molecular structure relates to the crystalline structure that you end up with when you crystallize a molecule. And this will have to do with how the functional groups, sort of the arrangement of atoms on a molecule, line up against each other, and the favorable ways that these functional groups want to line up against each other will dictate the way that the molecules arrange when they meet each other in solution and crystallize.
Right. So how are you actually going about modeling and predicting these structures of molecules and crystal structures when they come together?
Okay, so I've been working on this problem of crystal structure prediction for quite a few years now, where we're trying to develop computational models where we can take a molecule even before it's synthesized, so just a picture of a molecule, say the chemical diagram, and then we use quantum chemical methods to come up with the three-dimensional structure of that molecule itself. We put that into a computer then to tell us all the possible ways that that molecule then can pack into a crystal structure.
So you're drawing your molecule, and from that you can begin to understand how you think it's going to behave.
Yes. So we want to then predict how the crystal structure is going to form, and that's going to relate then to the properties that we get out of that material.
Excellent. And what sort of factors do you need to take into account? I mean, it sounds to me, in my head, I can see a computer screen with balls and atoms all arranged into a molecule. And then it's just a case of it's almost fitting them together like a jigsaw puzzle. I'm sure it's not that straightforward, but what sort of things do you have to take into account?
Well, it is a lot like a jigsaw puzzle, actually. Molecules want to one thing they want to do is fill space as efficiently as they can when they crystallize. And what they're trying to do when they fill space as efficiently as they can is to find the minimum in the free energy, so the very lowest energy structure that they can form for a crystal. So what we're trying to do is build up all the possible ways that they can pack together, which ones are filling space best, and then we calculate very accurate energies of all of these possible crystal structures to assess which one is the lowest in free energy. And then we assume that's going to be the most likely one you'll get when you go and make this molecule and crystallize it in the lab.
So molecules are lazy in a sense, and they want to have this low energy. How do we understand that energy use in terms of you know you say there's a low energy form?
Okay, so what that's made up most the dominant term in the free energy is the potential energy, and that's really just an interaction between those molecules. So you might have strong interactions like hydrogen bonds, and that has a very low energy itself. That's why that hydrogen bond forms. So the molecules are going to arrange themselves to make as many of those favorable interactions as they can. That gives it a lot of this negative potential energy, which leads to a very low free energy. You can, under very specific conditions, try to make metastable crystal structures. They might have different properties, and then you're trying to derive it into something which is not the lowest free energy state. And then you'll get a metastable structure.
Okay. Well, and can you also work this backwards? Can you say, okay, this is the structure I want. I can now go about actually creating that?
Yes, well, we have some sort of empirical rules, like these hydrogen bonds. We know what functional groups want to line up against each other. We're trying to put this more in a very reliable computational model so that we can, yes, try to say, I want this end structure, this type of arrangement of molecules in my crystal that I want. How can I draw a molecule that's going to lead to that? And we can do then experiments in the computer to tell us which are the most likely molecules that are going to give us that structure.
And once you can predict a structure, can you take it a step further and predict the properties that are going to come out of that structure? Is it going to be that easy to go from one to the other?
Well, this is the grand aim. We don't want to just come up with a nice, beautiful looking structure of a crystal. Really what we want to design in are the properties. And the structure of the crystal is going to affect things like maybe the color, the hardness, the solubility, or maybe some interesting properties like charge transport for making semiconductor crystals. So some of these properties are easy to predict. Some of them are basically just determined by the arrangement of atoms. Some of them are quite difficult to predict, things like solubility, and that's still a lot of hard work needs to go into that. But we're plugging away at these different properties so that we can put all this together and try to design sort of in the computer properties from scratch.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, it's obviously a great big topic. There's lots that we could go into, but perhaps you've got some questions you'd like to put. We've got Graham Day here from the Cambridge University Chemistry Department, and he'll be with us for the rest of the show. So do get in touch if you've got any questions for him or indeed for any of the rest of us. You can tweet us at Naked Scientists or find us on Facebook, or why don't you email us? The address is chris@thenakedscientist.com.